Give me a high five.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audio download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/podcastbrothers. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Chip.
This is a Squad podcast.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Yo, this your boy Flaw 700.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Fresco.
And we are the Podcast Brothers, and this is episode
33.
And we are the comedic edutainment podcast that sparks the conversation. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spreaker, and Stitcher. We also have our own app in the Apple Store and in the Google Play Store. Also, for Podcast Brothers merch, just visit thepodcastbrothers.com/merch/. Yes, sir. We got us a family affair in the building today. I think we're pretty deep. We got aunts, brothers, cousins, second cousins. Our guest in the building today is an author, a wellness coach, energy guru, my aunt, Fresco's aunt, Angie. Mm-hmm. But y'all may know her as Samut, a.k.a. Mama Yoga. How you doing?
Oh, what's up? What's up? I'm so excited to be here on the Podcast Brothers today. So proud of y'all. Y'all are doing your thing, representing our family, and I just can't wait to chat with you.
Yeah,
I
appreciate
Glad to hear that, Auntie. Thank you. Thank you for coming through.
Also, we have another guest in the building. Y'all might remember him from episode 19, The Black Market. Also, from our most listened to podcast, the most popular podcast episode that we have today. sibling rivalry 2, Don McLeese.
What's going on, everybody?
What's good,
Pete? What it do, bros?
Young P.
You got any AKAs?
Nah, no AKAs today, man. I'm chilling.
Who else we got in the building? You got your little man?
Yeah, man. He ain't so little. That's Aaron over there, my son, 4 months old.
Young nephew in the building. If y'all heard crying in the background, don't worry about it. It's just him.
Yeah, he
probably
talk,
just
man.
Hungry.
Okay, now I think we all know what today is. Super Bowl Sunday. I just want the Patriots to lose. That's just me. I'm tired of seeing Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I'm tired of Belichick.
Well, I just thought about it, though. Matt Ryan won an MVP, and the last 7 quarterbacks to win MVP didn't win the Super Bowl. So it's not a good look.
I was thinking, giving Matt Ryan the MVP just might have pissed Tom Brady off.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, what a way to give Brady more ammo, Cadell.
I don't think Brady could have won it, though, just for the simple fact that he was suspended for the first 4 games of the season.
They said his numbers was tremendous.
They were. But if he would have played the first 4 games of the season, he definitely would have been MVP. But for the fact that he didn't and Ryan did, and Ryan got the kind of season going on that he got, then he definitely deserved MVP more.
But who y'all got?
Falcons.
Falcons. I'm
Falcons
going with the Falcons.
All day long.
Well,
tired of seeing the Patriots.
Here's the thing for me, right?
Here we go.
Right? So here's the thing. I just love sport, right? And I love football, so I'm for football, period. Now, if it was tennis, I would have a definite pick because I know all
mean
about tennis.
If for football, period. You just want to see them play, basically?
Yeah, I just want to see.
Tights.
I want to see the game. What?
You just want to see men in their tights?
Holla.
Muscle.
I want muscle. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this show going to be like no other show you ever had.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
we want.
But I guess, seriously, if I had to make a pick, I guess I would go with the Falcons because, you know, we want a bit of the underdog, and the Patriots seem to have won it a lot already. So let somebody else win,
Tom
right?
Brady played in this is 7th Super Bowl game.
Yeah,
right,
let's
the
give
most.
It to somebody else.
In like a 10-year span. I mean, it's pretty sure it's over a little bit of 10 years, but it's like, man,
right.
It's like, give us
7
a break,
Super
man.
Bowls? Like, yeah, you got
to
Well,
I mean, really, though, if somebody's winning the championship that much, you got to really give them props for their skills.
That's a fact.
I mean, really.
I'm not taking nothing away
That's
from Tom Brady. Tom Brady is greatness. It's just for a day like this, I think it needs to be special for everybody. Nobody wants to go on like, well, not everybody, but majority. Like, oh, the Patriots again.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like it's not a fair thing because Belichick is so.
Let me put it to you this way. All right. The entire country is rooting for the Falcons except for Massachusetts.
Right.
That's it.
Oh, well, okay. So we got to be on the right side of that.
Yeah. We are.
We rooting for the Falcons.
Because we're not in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
All right,
then.
But shout out to Massachusetts, though.
Now, the Super Bowl is tonight, but my question is this. What are we looking for the most, the game or the commercials?
The game. I think the Super Bowl commercials got watered down. Yeah, they're not the same.
Weak, man.
The commercials not the same. I forgot they even had, like, Super. And the companies paying all those monies for the, all that money for those ads. It's not the same no more. It's not the same. You can put that commercial on the social media. You probably get more views or attention from social media than the actual game.
And you know what? They probably will going to have that social media connection because that's what's up. Everything is moving to the digital era, to social media. I think I'm looking forward to, I don't really like commercials. Like, I don't want to be sold nothing, you know?
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, the entertainment of the commercials, you know, is just that entertaining. I'm looking more forward to the family gathering. That's, you know, I might be corny
true,
in
true.
That.
Nah, nah.
You
just
know,
a little bit.
Old
just,
school nah. in that. Just a little bit. Whatever, Jared. but I'm looking forward to the family hangout.
I'm looking forward to halftime. I don't know who performing. But
oh, yeah,
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
You told me you ready for Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga is greatness, man.
Lady Gaga can perform. Yo, I don't know none of her music, but she can perform.
I don't know what she's going to sing.
I've only seen her perform on award shows, but I've never, like, listened to her album or nothing like that.
She's dope, bro. I mean, I wouldn't buy an album or download her music.
I'm calling it now.
She's dope.
I'm calling it now. Lady Gaga's going to do something political on stage.
Oh, yeah.
I think she will.
And I think she's looking regular now. I don't think she look crazy no more.
Well, I don't
she got the crazy costume.
Well,
nah,
I think she come as a regular human being, and she's pretty attractive.
This is what I want to see. I want to see
music.
I want to see a good game, and I would prefer the game to be won within the last few minutes on a game-winning drive by either quarterback or field goal. That's what I want. So I want to see like a 31-34 in score game with somebody going downfield and either getting a touchdown or a field goal within the last seconds to win.
Like exciting,
that's the game
right?
I
want
to see. Yeah, I want to see a competitive game.
I wanted to chime in on the Lady Gaga point. You know, she is a big LGBT rights activist. So that is going to be, like, she's going to use this platform to make it political.
Okay.
I really think that she wouldn't
let me ask
take
you something.
The opportunity
do you think
to make
that
it political.
Now with the stuff that's going on with the government, should more public figures make more political stances and what's going on with the country?
Well, listen, the only way, you know, your voice is going to be heard is really you can have the rumblings at the grassroots, but when people in quote unquote power, like political figures, like athletes, like people with notoriety speak up, then that gives that grassroots movement a lot more swell.
Okay.
So I think the political people and people with power on various stratospheres, they are going to have to speak up because we're in a complete disruption mode
now.
Now,
there's something going. Well, I've been hearing lately that maybe that the athletes need to back away because that's kind of like what they think that we all are. It's just people who can run and jump. Like, there's actually like people in your neighborhoods and cities who want to make a difference. But the first thing. 45, we call him 45. There's something going on where people don't want to call the president by his name. They call him 45.
Right. Oh, really?
So, wow. We don't call him 45.
Okay.
There's no problem with that.
I'm good. Okay. I had some other names in mind. Okay. But 45, we'll flow with that.
We'll call him 45.
Yeah. That's a respectful way to go, right?
Yeah.
He'll reach out to comedians, basketball players, musicians.
Right.
So, but you're saying that those people need to, they just don't need to go directly talk to 45. They need to basically come to their communities and make a difference.
I think what I'm saying is if you look at the history of quote unquote celebrity, especially celebrity for the African American community, you know, back in the 60s, you know, there was,
the athletes
were like stepping up. Muhammad Ali,
they would step up and be like,
you know what? I got all this fame, notoriety, and money, but it's not really making a difference to the people who look like me.
Mm-hmm.
So let me step up and speak out on, you know, issues that affect everybody.
Right.
So I think, if my opinion is asked, and it is right here in this forum.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you got power. You can make a difference. You got notoriety. People see what you do. People are watching, and what you do translates to what the grassroots can do and will do. So I think they should.
And taking that point and turning it into a music point, if you haven't heard T.I.'s new album, Us or Else, The Letter Against the System, he talks about all that stuff in his album. So it's really good. And it's not like the typical rap album. It's really a political message. So it's really
I'm going to just chime in on that as well. Look at the origins of hip-hop, of rap, right? It was about the political struggle. It was about the oppression of our people. It wasn't this commercialized thing, you know, that's happening now where you got 80%. That's right. You know.
You used to rap by Angie?
No, I ain't never.
You sure? You ain't never tried to be Roxanne?
That was never my flow. No, I ain't never. Don't even try.
You went to the concerts, though, right?
I ain't going to strip all over myself on this mic.
With the gold chain.
Right, with the big hoop earrings. You know it was you.
I always looked at them dudes sideways like, what the hell? What is they got on? But, you know, they was doing
their thing. You ain't break dancing nothing?
Break what? No. No, but I dug what they were doing. And okay. I was in that flow, but always more from a, you know, a Afrocentric, you know, sister vibe type of thing, you know?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
This is completely unrelated to nothing. Why we had used to take our shoes off walking in your house?
Yeah, that's a great thing. So this is the thing, right? Your shoes, you walk out in the street and in all these environments, right? And let's first understand that your physical body has also an energy component. We can't deny that. You walk across a carpet, touch a door, and you electricity. You'll shock the door, or somebody will shock you when they touch you, right? Mm-hmm. We are energy and matter. Sorry, I just hit the mic, everybody. We are energy and matter. That is a physics reality. So when you walk out in the street, your shoes are collecting residue from what you walk out in the street. When you come into the house, now you're tracking all of that residue into your home.
And those spirits.
And those spirits and that energy.
People spit, poop.
That's right. I don't know about dead
Take
people.
Take your shoes
but...
off when you walk in my house from here on out.
I don't know nobody that walks that much.
But even if you're not walking like that, you know, you're walking somewhere. Come on now. You got legs, right? Make the leap with me, baby. Come with me here.
Nope.
Right?
Nope. See where I'm going with this.
All right.
I asked because I used to hate it.
Yeah.
I hated it. Your floors was cold.
I'm sorry. Honey.
Cold.
Your floors was cold. Is that why you ain't been over in a while?
No, but I got to.
It's clean, though.
That's right.
I got a thing. I just don't like walking on bare floors without something
socks.
On my feet.
Yeah.
Like not even socks. I mean, like some kind of shoe. Like a sandal or, a slide or something like that.
So it's more about the thing you got than the request.
I tell you what, though. Even in my house now, it's very, very rare that I walk around barefoot. I hate it.
Well, that's all good because in Chinese cultures or Asian cultures, when you come to their home, they do the same practice as traditional African cultures, right? Right. And when you're home, they give you a pair of slippers that you can walk around in the house. And even from Southern culture, that was the purpose of having house shoes and outside shoes. Mm-hmm. Your house
I
shoes
can dig
so
that.
You can walk around your house and that the residue is from what's in your house.
First off, let me just say that I love the way this episode is going. These are gems that has never been spoken on the podcast before. I keep going. I'm Angie Samu. Keep going.
Yeah. Mama Yoga.
Mama Yoga.
Yeah.
So I just let you know that just keep doing your thing because I love all these gems.
Yeah. It's not even an exception for when it's like a family gathering. Like everybody still got to take their shoes off.
No,
that's
ain't
even
no exception.
Worse.
Yeah.
You got people. 10-20.
Now you got a house full of stank feet.
Yeah, no. Why you all tripping about the feet? First of all, if you coming over, wash your feet, dude. Yeah. I mean, what's the deal?
People wash. Listen, that's a logic we would want to everyone to have, but unfortunately, it's not.
People don't do it. That's real.
Let me ask you a question, right? It was brought up on social media. It might be a lie. It might be something in the works. I don't know. African American Month versus Black History Month might be changing to African American Month. I don't know. But what do we think of that? Like,
why?
Honestly, I don't see the difference.
Why is that even brought up?
Are we going to get extra days to celebrate African American Month, or is it going to be? Are we going to get a parade or something? If nothing's going to change as far as the way it's celebrated, then I don't see a difference between the two titles.
Because I remember having a huge debate with people on. This is when Facebook was
actually
about
talking.
It was about talking. Now it's not.
Right.
But I had a huge debate, and the question was: do you consider yourself African American, American, or Black?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing from my, y'all know this is the realm in which I cultivate and live, right?
Just drop them gems.
And you know, we've had these discussions, you know, in our family for years, you know. This is the thing. I'm okay with the term Black History Month, right? So let's give a little history to the term African American.
Right.
This is a nation of immigrants.
Okay.
Except for the large majority of African people. All other people in this country are immigrants, mm-hmm. right? We were captured people. We weren't slaves. We were building civilizations, creating, you know, livelihoods and systems of government and all of that. And we were captured from Africa and brought to America, so right?
We were captive.
That's right. We were captive Africans, right?
Right.
When you say somebody is a slave, that gives you a certain perception of their worth in your mind, right? So every person, every group, every ethnic group in this country has an ancestral relationship.
Right.
The Irish people have Ireland. The Italian people have Italy, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth, right? So I understand that African American ties you to your ancestry. What makes the difference between the success of Asian children and the success or the lack of it, their lack of African American children is the fact that Asian children have their cultural understanding intact. And by that, right. I don't mean you have to be Afrocentric
right.
and wearing right. dashikis.
Right.
And,
have a basic
you know,
understanding
that's not
your
what
ancestry.
I mean. That's right. Yeah. Because that's what gives you strength to go on and to compete. You say, you know what? My people were not nothing. My people created this and invented that. So I can stand toe to toe with you, Asian man or European man.
That's
I can
right.
stand toe to toe. I don't
right.
feel less than anything. I don't feel inferior in my spirit. Because my ancestors contributed just as strongly as your ancestors. And that's why I'm a proponent, you know, of the term African American.
Okay.
So is black considered a racial slur?
Yeah, well, yeah. So how do you feel about people who call themselves, well, I'm just black or I'm just an American?
Yeah,
I
mean,
uninformed.
That's...
They may be uninformed. They never had anybody talk to them or explain it to them in the way that, you know, Asamoah just did because... To be honest, I never had anybody explain it to us that way, so I always felt like, okay, well, I don't have any African ancestors.
So before Samu broke that down, what were you?
I was black, but because I was told I was African American, I was African American.
Okay,
mm-hmm. I mean that's what I look like.
I never really had a problem or issue with any one of those terms. I never looked at myself as just an American,
right? Because
that's just like a whole different spin on it. But if someone referenced me as a black man, I wouldn't be like, well, "Who the hell are you talking to? I ain't no goddamn black man."
Right.
Or
no.
If you referenced me
black
as African American, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really
same to me.
Right,
I'm not tripping about that either because if you understand the progression of the terms, right? First, you know, out of slavery, and here's the thing. You know, this is kind of like a bit of a side point, but a very important point. We are only really 40 years out of overt oppression.
That's right.
Only 40 years.
I'm almost 40.
Out of slavery. Then Jim Crow. Then the civil rights. That's what, 50 years back in the 60s?
Right.
So we went from colored niggas, colored Negro nigger, to black, and now African American.
So I'm all good.
It's us defining who we are as opposed to other people defining.
Right.
If you want to call yourself black, I'm with that. I'm black. You know, African. But the African American gives you an ancestral tie back. You know,
because it. Like you in the term, it puts you back in Africa to start with.
Right,
African
it gives you that ancestral tie back.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yep.
So, like that.
So to put you on the spot,
mm-hmm.
what would you prefer, African American Month or Black History Month?
I think we should leave it at Black History Month.
Okay,
it's good. I'm good with either. If people change it, African American, you know, I have a great deal of connection and friends over 25 years to Africa. Right, I've been to
you
Africa.
Went, right? Yeah, I remember. Yep,
as the guest of the royal kingship, not the presiding.
Nice.
You know, Europe.
You didn't bring me no diamonds back.
I didn't bring you no diamonds. I did bring some back, but I'm sorry, I'm saving them for the family treasure. Anyway,
put my name on that list.
Put
my name on that list.
Come on now.
All I know is whether they change it or not, I think it's still going to be celebrated the same. Black History Month is a lot of reflection.
Yeah.
So it's what we did to get to where we are now.
That's right. And so, what we still contribute.
Yeah, and
that's
what we
right.
still contribute. And that gives us hope, and that gives us the drive to keep on going. So whether it's Black History Month or African American Month, it's going to be celebrated the
same way. It
doesn't
affect you either way. Like,
no,
okay.
I'm good with the Black History Month.
I'm not too extra
month.
Like that. You know, yeah. people just be wanting to put their hand in everything and change up everything. The city had some dealings in it, but, you know, it's all the same thing, man.
Well, when you have a Black mayor, you know, you would think, or African-American mayor, you would think that Black History Month would be a thing. But here's my thing. Like, we are African-American or Black 365 days, 12
yes,
months
ma'am.
Out of the year.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's like all good that we have a month.
A month, yeah.
And the shortest month at that.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's all good. But my thinking, I'm advocating for, why don't you celebrate who you are all the time?
Right. Why don't,
like,
why
you don't need somebody's permission.
Right. To say, okay, now it's February now. Here you go, Black people. You got to have this.
Yeah,
here's
you don't need somebody's
permission. I can't wait for these 28 days to go past.
Yeah.
It's a leap year this year. Goddamn.
So, yeah.
Damn it.
And what I was going to share about the African connection, Black people in America and throughout the diaspora, right? That means everywhere that the captured Africans have been deposited and now, you know, put up, set up, you know, lifestyles and contributed to those societies, right? But particularly Black people in America, African Americans, we are not like Africans in Africa.
Right.
We are not like Africans from the Caribbean. This country has changed and altered our DNA in such a way that we are an entirely different creation.
It's like its own race now.
We're our own kind of culture and people. Sorry, that's my timer, y'all.
Yeah.
We're our own culture and people, and the sooner that we realize that, that's empowering to our spirit.
Because if
I
you look around the world, you
that.
Can see, like, the imitations from people around the world that imitate Black people.
Oh, my God.
Well,
we've given
us.
Everything.
It's hands down.
Yeah.
We've given everything.
Easily,
listen.
We're easily the most imitated people
yeah.
on the planet.
We are the nourisher and life giver to every ethnic community on this planet.
Debate,
everybody who wants to become wealthy, they come to what's known as the Black Dot, the Black community, and siphon the energy, the wealth, the prosperity, because we sleeping. We're known as the sleeping giant as a community, as a collective. They come to our community, set up stores, set up shops. Who's running all
the
bodegas
the
now?
Yeah.
Right?
The consumers
right.
run straight to it, which is us, and get it all.
And they siphon everything. Bruno Mars, I think, said it absolutely fabulously because somebody was, you know, trolling him about you're not using his Spanish name. He's Puerto Rican. His name is Peter Hernandez, right?
I wouldn't go by that name either.
Yeah.
My name is Bruno. Don't call me that.
Negative.
I wouldn't go by that.
And his dad, since he was a boy, his dad nicknamed him Bruno, right? And when he got older, he just added the Mars. That's how it came. He
so
said,
that is his name,
yeah, he said people were saying, you know, why don't you want to claim your culture? He said, my culture is Latin African. He said, every music from rock to hip hop to jazz to classical is all African music. You can look it up. He said it.
And first of all, you really think that man was going to sell records under the name Peter Hernandez?
No. Right.
Man, what? Bruno Mars is a much cooler name.
Yeah.
Than Peter Hernandez.
He said everything, all his music, every music is Black music, is African music, and he does not stand, scared or afraid if he's not making what people think he should be making.
I think
don't get that 24 karat gold album too by Bruno Mars.
I think that's dope that everything is derived from us.
Yeah.
I mean, I think not a lot of us know that.
Right.
And I think if we did, that would give us, you know, some more power and some more energy to know.
Yeah.
Our worth, because it's easy for them to steal from us and change the name
right.
and get praised for
well,
it.
Well, speaking of that, our next segment, I definitely wanted to get on to African-American inventors and their inventions.
Mm-hmm.
I personally went with a man who's still alive just to let the people know that everything wasn't invented before you got here. You know, like, I think a lot of times they tell us about what was invented back when everything was in black and white.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we're still inventing things. Hope you guys got your list of who y'all picked, right?
Yeah, I got my list.
I went on Google, of course.
I mean, just pick one from the list. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you rolling.
Okay, I'm going to go with, that.
Sorry about that.
I'm going to go with Mark Hanna, and I hope I'm saying his name right. Born in 1956, and he's still alive. Now, what did he do? He basically, he awed everyone in the films with special, no, he invented 3D graphics. That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Technology used in films, such as Terminator 2.
You got to be rich in the mug now.
Yeah. Such as Terminator 2, Jurassic Park, and things of that nature. So without him and his team, we wouldn't be in 3D vision and all these delicious special effects that we got. So,
right.
And he's still alive. He's still kicking, and he's still making profits off his invention.
Well, I hope so, because you know how they do.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. Yeah.
Oh, I'm up next?
Yeah.
I'll go next. I picked Mr. Morgan
Freeman.
No, not Morgan Freeman. Man.
Morgan Freeman invented God.
I think Morgan Freeman is the closest to black God as you can get. Like, if you cast him as God in your movie, I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty close.
He looked good in that white, though. He look good in
and
that
you
white.
See nobody argue.
Yo, ain't nobody arguing.
Nah. Yo, he was in Evan Almighty and Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, yeah, that's probably him for real. But I wrote with Mr. Morgan because he invented the traffic light. And even though a lot of people still can't drive today, could you imagine what driving would be like without traffic lights?
Right, that's deep. That's Garrett Morgan.
Garrett Morgan, yeah, that's what I said, Mr. Morgan. But, yeah, and he invented it because he witnessed a bunch of traffic accidents, and he was in his mind. I guess, I can't
you
do this.
You know, we gotta fix this shit.
Yeah, we got. I can't. I ain't gonna be driving out here with these idiots crashing all the damn time. I mean,
oh no,
let
my
me
brother.
Get this light. Let me get this light up here to teach people when to go and when not to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Am I next?
Sure, you can go.
Okay, so I just got a whole list of stuff, but as I was suggested, I'll just pick maybe a couple. Okay, I need more than one. First, I want to refer people to go to this brother named Keith Holmes, created a book called Black Inventors, 200 Years of African-American Contribution to Society Across 20 Countries, right? Keith Holmes, Black Inventors. Now, the first inventor I want to talk about is Sister Patricia Bath, Dr. Bath. She is still living.
Okay.
And she created the laser that is cataract surgery. She's still living.
I just seen that.
Yeah.
Shout out to that.
She created, you know, with the movie Hidden Figures and everything, we finding out those people would not be on the moon if the sisters did not coordinate the settings, right? If they didn't compute, huh?
You think people went to the moon?
Look, baby, we in this
different
time.
I don't know.
They say we did. Okay, we did. I'll believe it. And wait a minute. What I'm believing for more is that the black women got them there. How about that?
Right. Yeah, I like that. If they did get there, they wouldn't be able to get there without the black woman.
How about that? And now here's another one, another man that's living. His name is Gerald Lawson. And Gerald Lawson created the first gaming videos.
Wow.
So Wii, PlayStation,
Xbox,
what's some of the other one? Xbox,
Dreamcast,
none of them
Nintendo,
would be
Gamecast.
That's right. He created it. Gerald Lawson. That's right. He created it in the 1960s, and his game was cartridge based, where you would pull out the cartridges.
Nintendo.
That's right. Sega. They all old dude.
Wow.
Gerald Lawson, right? And that's just a couple, but it's
Shout
so many more.
Shout out to Gerald Lawson because I was playing 2K this morning.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of crazy. Before you go, Don, it's kind of crazy how they always looking at us to get off our lazy butts and do something. Mm-hmm. Our generational wealth was all robbed from us. Not saying that we today can't make it happen, because we can.
That's right.
No matter your age, no matter what's going on, your gender, we can make it happen today. But let's not forget that our generational wealth was stolen from us.
So it kind of discourages you. Like, if I do this, they gonna take it.
Not today. Right. That was then. It's different today.
I need my inheritance money.
I think we're more in control of it now.
Right. That's right. That's right.
I need my 40 acres, cuz.
But this is what I'm saying about in terms of your ancestral and your cultural connection, right? Each group tends to pass down to their next generations the importance of financial wealth, the importance of understanding your story, all of those things that make your person stand strong in the world.
We are,
as a group, intentionally kept deaf, dumb, and blind, and because it's so painful, we don't really move to do anything about it. You know, talk about post-traumatic stress disorder. All you got to do is look at the African-American inner cities, and you see that in spades. You know, no pun intended.
Right.
Who you got, Don?
Well, I was doing my Googles, and I found this interesting because I never thought about this. It's this guy named Philip B. Downing who designed the metal box, and it's the letter box, the little mailbox that sit outside.
Yeah,
you know that the mailman dropped letters off, and people dropped letters off to get their
the joint on the corner.
When I seen it, I was like, "That's dope," because I never even thought who would make something like that.
That's right.
But for you know one of us to make something like that for us to get our communication out to other people. That we still use today. Yeah. I walk past one of those every single day. I've actually used one before. Mm-hmm. And to know that somebody like me made that.
What year was that he made that?
1981. I mean, 1891.
I was about to say, what?
1891.
Because they've been around before 1981. Yeah, I was saying the bad boys.
1891.
Well, back then, that's got to be a lot easier than everybody hopping on a horse and galloping 80 days to drop it off.
You know, and it's going to be people that say, you know, discredit whatever, right? But the reality of it is, let's look at and think about who were the people in the positions, right? Who was carrying the mail? It was black folk.
Yeah.
Who was, you know, out there in the cotton mills? You know, who was, like you say, Garrett Morgan was watching these
accidents
and things happen. Thomas Edison's, the light bulb would not be mass produced and last as long as it did without. Wait a minute now. Let me get his name. I don't want to mess it up.
Get it. Go now.
Hold on. Where
you
is
was
it?
Hitting
on
him with the facts. Keep it going.
I can't even read my own.
You got your glasses on
right
too,
now.
Though.
I
so
do
what's
got
up
my
with that? Aren't you putting?
Aren't glasses like a magnifying?
Y'all hush so I can find the thing. I guess you can't hush because we got to keep going. Anyhow, not Gerald Lawson. I'll come back to it as soon as I find it. Sorry about that.
It's cool.
Did you stop? But,
no.
Oh, Louis Latimer. Here it is.
Louis Latimer. We found it, everybody. We found it.
They said Louis Latimer, born in 1848.
Yes, thank you.
To runaway slaves.
For your
Latimer
Googles.
Became
the Googles.
Engineer.
You gotta do your Googles.
In addition to his invention of one of the earliest air conditioning units, he assisted in the development of some of the world's most important inventions, including the light bulb.
I got I got a question
That's
for y'all.
That's right. Louis Latimer. Woo, woo.
What's one invention that you would have... That you would have made if you would have could have went back and made it. What's one of those things that you would have made?
I would have made the light bulb.
You made the light bulb?
I would have made
I need to see.
I would have made a free your mind invention.
I mean, they could see. They just use like lanterns and candles and stuff like that.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, but the
what am I trying to burn themselves?
What you thinking of one?
I was trying to think of one.
Yeah,
because I think a lot of these inventions was based on the situation that they were in.
And
like,
the
they
necessity.
Weren't given nothing.
Right.
That's right.
So they were saying, "Well, how can I make my job easier?
That's right. So how can I make this less
make
painful?
This
That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those inventions came from that.
Like, I ask myself that question every day, man. I don't come up with nothing.
Yo, I know
tell somebody else
come out
something like, "Why didn't I think
that's
that?
What right, I say yeah. all the time. Like, y'all could have come up with that. Like,
well, this is the thing, though. I want you to keep asking yourself because that's how eventually. You'll get an answer,
you
right? You keep asking yourself, what could I do? You know, I know it's something I can create, you know, that's valuable to people. It'll come to you.
Yeah.
I got a question. And I didn't write this down, but I'm about to forget it. So
ain't nobody answering my question, though, but it's cool.
I did.
Right, you did.
What's your question?
I don't have one.
Oh, all right.
I answered my question.
I said the light bulb.
Samu answered. Donovan answered.
What you say?
I said
free your mind
invention.
You
that's
can
what
still
I was
because
that's what's wrong. I'm working
on that.
It with Mama Yoga's wellness.
That's called weed.
That's called weed. Free your mind.
They got that already.
Yeah. And let me tell you about the black man who created the rolling papers for blunts. No,
shout out! Shout out to
I'm
him.
I'm just kidding. Okay. No, just
kidding. All right, he did the pause like 9 times.
This is a little off topic, but it was something that was brought to my attention, and I just wanted to talk about it. Now, have you seen a new edition miniseries?
I did see it.
Was it great or was
I
great.
Thought it was outstanding. I was on the edge of my seat.
Okay.
Yeah, I blew 3 hours.
Now.
In the heaven.
Now, word on the street is the next miniseries coming out is Nas.
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 Yeah, Nas. Okay.
Nas
how do we
is coming.
Like, how do we feel about that? Like, Nas is my favorite, but.
I think it's awesome.
Well, who you think should be up next?
I said Wu-Tang last week.
Wu-Tang.
I'm saying is Nas going to give us that genuine story that New Edition gave us?
I think Nas is catered to a certain demographic more as to New Edition was more broadcasters. They broadcast a wider net. I think Nas net is a lot smaller than New Edition, but that don't mean it's not like worth airing or filming.
Yeah.
No, he can have it, but I mean, okay, to follow up, okay, if you do something great and it's the biggest ratings you've had in the last decade or so, like New Edition is huge. You follow it up with something huge Like, follow it up with something huger, probably.
Right.
Or
just
as huge.
Or at least on par.
On par. I think, I don't know if Nas captures that audience.
Like, well, we don't really know Nas's story, though, too. And they have a jewel in his story.
He has to be truthful. A lot of that New Edition stuff was them coming to truce for the first time.
Right.
A lot of us didn't know Ricky Bell almost OD'd and stuff of that
nature.
Just knew Bobby got kicked out. We didn't know about things that happened. So now everybody's has to be 100%, and I just don't know if Nas.
You don't think Nas would give 100% a factual documentary?
I just don't know what he can tell us. We'd be like, "Yo, I gotta sit and watch this for 3 nights."
Right, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just overall because
that long.
3 nights, maybe they just gonna give him
Didn't you watch Time Is Illmatic, the documentary on Showtime?
Cool. New Edition was.
I'm saying you can't compare stories like that. I don't know what the hell that was.
Okay, well.
It sounded like the fire went out, right? Instead of starting.
You're like,
New Edition. Yeah, right. New Edition docu was fire.
Like, right. Boom.
Yeah, Stillmatic was cool to watch. That's what I'm saying. You got cool to watch and you got...
I don't think if you're a network, you take a show and go, nah, this is going to get us as much ratings as our last show did. I don't know how they projected New Edition would do in the first place. So I don't think you can predict how good the Nas story is gonna hit because you
they
don't know who's gonna
affect.
They did a great
job with that, though. It was excellent.
Yeah,
the dancing,
did.
The acting, all of it was excellent. The storyline, it was excellent. But here's my thing, right? How many times do our people have to sign some shit and not get their money? You know,
you
I mean,
about that
really,
$1.89?
$1.87.
Yeah,
that's seared in my brain.
Yo, my man, I wouldn't even brought that check to the house. Yo,
you know,
I just told them they didn't get paid.
This how much they think. This how low is thought of your acumen and your value, right?
Yeah.
That you can come to a family of women and give them a check for $1.87.
Duh.
And tell them to split it four ways.
That would have been a day the messenger actually got killed.
Yeah.
I would have whipped his ass.
He did deserve an ass whooping, but so did they, right? But
right.
We don't know. This is the thing about naivete, right? Black folk, you know, we are so much on them. Oh, don't do it for the money. Or, oh, the Lord gonna take care of me. I'm kicking it straight real here now.
Talk about it.
You supposed to have your paperwork together.
Legit.
And I bet you people are still today all starry-eyed about the fame and not signing, getting their paperwork signed right.
You can
so
have
now
the fame,
they got
give me the fortune, baby.
Right.
They can't take care of their families after all they did.
Right.
Nah,
and this is what we're talking about, the black inventions, right?
Yeah.
African-Americans who invented stuff, a lot of their patents had to be signed over to the people
Facts.
Who owned them.
Facts.
If nobody ever knew my name, but I got that check for whatever it was and it was
right.
worth it, I'm cool.
Right.
But
you want wealth over fame.
But it turns
people
into
don't
a
have
cycle.
To know you.
Of just like when you watch New Edition, how they got duped.
Yep.
They did the same thing to Boys the Men.
They did. Yep. They
Mike,
saw that.
He
Mike
did the
Bivins.
Same thing here. Mike Bivins did the same thing to Boys the Men. He
yep.
felt like, okay, it happened to me, so I'm going to do it to you.
I don't
so
think
it's
that's,
a cycle.
I don't think that's why he did it. I think from what I was told when it comes to the music business, a lot of artists don't make their money until their next project anyway. You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's like that advance that you get.
But he would have never had that idea, you think about it.
No,
you
I just think that's just the way it goes. I think he did it the right way. Like, nobody makes their money on the first record.
You mean he followed the system.
He followed the way the business is set up. We're saying
he didn't know the system.
Oh, we got robbed, so let me take care of them. That might not have been good for business. You
right,
see what I'm
saying? Right.
So, like, no artist gets paid. Now, they'll tell you they get paid.
That's the problem, though.
But they get advances.
That's the problem. You can't
That's
tell me I'm going to get paid
no, no,
if you
no.
don't pay me.
I mean, artists brag about their money that they don't really have. Like,
right.
for example, I didn't know that Rockefeller
mm-hmm.
really didn't get paid till Jay-Z's Blueprint album.
Right.
But they'll tell you they're drowning in money.
Yeah, they'll show you, too.
Right.
You have
right.
to get that re-up money. Like, you got to sign
I mean,
that next
it, it all depends on
right.
what kind of money they was talking
right.
about.
Do they give you advances?
Yeah, that's
it
how it
depends
works.
On where you sign.
Yeah,
yeah
you get
advances.
Advances,
right. And then you pay
that. You
got to
pay that
back.
That's a loan.
Right.
You got to
right.
pay that advance
that's
back.
That's right.
And then now they say, okay, this guy done sold $2-3 million or this group. Now we can invest more money into them. That's when they really start making their money.
That's why it's best to put your own money up into it first.
That's right.
If you take that loan first, you're going to be in debt from the door. But if you put your own money up and get your own project,
that's
then
true.
The project, the
right.
you won't suffer a profitable loss the way you did if you rely on a label to fund your entire
you
project.
But if they pick you up from the project,
yep.
you don't have nothing.
Yeah.
That's right. And
you
all are enamored about the bling, you know, the lights and the pretty car, and you just kind of like in a, you know, in a bubble, right? And and not having anybody to teach you about the economics of that particular game, you just sign anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
And this is what has spurred the whole. we moving away from the label owning us. It's a type of slavery to, you know, now we're selling our own stuff, digital, right, on right. iTunes, and, you know, the whole underground movement that, you know, all these record labels was complaining about, they're losing money because people are bootlegging or whatever. The artists are saying, you know what, forget that. Y'all just, you know, taking our money and taking our skill and our gift, and you're profiting, and we over here still hungry.
Right. That's what I was watching the T.I. interview. He was on Sway in the Morning earlier this week, and he was talking about that. He was like, if you take the Master P route and you one of those guys who don't, you know, the label come to you and they got, you know what I'm saying, their whole proposal plan put up in place or whatever, but you as the artist, you go, all right, well, I don't really need your money. Give me an 85-15 split,
yep,
and give me my masters and give me my publishing.
That's
and
right.
They'll be good. And
that's
then they
right.
go, wait a minute.
That's
like,
right.
Like, when you get hip to that play,
that's right.
That's when they go and they change it. So now what they do is, instead of you having to actually go buy an album, the music is free through streaming.
Mm-hmm.
But now the person who's really getting the bank is the person who provides the device that you're listening to it on.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, they done moved. Yeah. They move, you know? Yep. And we just got to do, listen.
So technology is the money maker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way that everything is dispersed and distributed, is through technology. So now the people who are funding these platforms for the music to be on, that's where the bread is coming from.
Right.
That's where the bread is going to.
Catch up quick to that, you know. And we just move. You just move. You keep. If you look across history, as recent as yesterday, the African American community is a wealth of ideas and inventions, and we just keep creating stuff, you know. But if people say, "Okay, wait a minute, you got ahead of us. Now let's change the game." You know, the other aspect is having people that will help us make that adjustment as well, in terms of changing the game and holding on to our, you know, rights and patents and all the stuff that we create.
All right. We're about to take a quick break real quick. And when we come back, we will have the interview, and Mama Yoga will discuss health and wellness.
Give me a high five.
What's up, extended family? Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I personally recommend The 50th Law of Power, written by Curtis Jackson, a.k.a. 50 Cent. It's a lot of gems in that book. You need to check that out. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/podcastbrothers. Again, that's audibletrial.com/podcastbrothers for your free audiobook.
Give me a high five!
And we're back. So, Aunt Angie, Aunt Samu, a.k.a. the Energy God.
Oh.
Yeah, you like that.
S.
Goddess. How'd you get into the field of yoga and health and wellness and things of that nature?
Yeah, that's a really good story. You know, I grew up in West Trenton.
We are a worldwide international podcast.
Yeah, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm sizing
it up.
Where is
West Trenton?
West Trenton is in West Trenton, New Jersey. Trenton, New Jersey.
There you go. Okay, all right. I just, okay.
And in the projects of that side of town, you know, young black girl in the hood, you know, trying to work it out, facing some of the same concerns and, you know, stresses that our young people face now. And as I became a woman, I found my way to meditation and yoga from Dr. Ra'u Nefer Amin of the Osiriset Society. You know, that I spent 20 plus years as a student of traditional African culture and spirituality. And, you know, those practices, that 20 plus years, helped me change my life. It helped me shift how I see life. That made it more empowering, more, you know, purposeful, less commotional and emotional, you know, and able to deal with some of the same circumstances and situations that hit everybody.
Okay.
In a way that was more purposeful and more productive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting all emotional and being upset about things that happen in your life. Everybody got stuff happening in their life.
Right.
Right. It's just the way that you deal with the things that happen determine whether you are progressive or depressed or repressed.
Right.
And the tools and skills that I learned, you know, as a student of Dr. Ra'u Nefer Amin have served me greatly.
And
right.
That's a And that's a mixture of.
Can you say his name one more time? This is a little slower.
Okay.
So I didn't catch it.
It's all right. Dr. Ra-Unefer Amen.
Oh, don't ask me to repeat that.
You can do your Googles.
Was he born with that name?
No, he was born with an American name. Or he's actually from Panama.
Oh, okay.
So he was born with Rogelio Strawn is his birth name, or as we say in the African community, his government name. We try not to say slave name.
Okay.
But your listeners out there,
don't call
know
me by my
mean.
Government name. Right.
Government name. What? You gonna call me by my government?
Word.
What? Like that.
In front of my
right?
homies, though.
Right. You know, like power God to the, you know, right. those, you know, those are the names that we assume to give us empowerment. Mm. Right. Like Samut. You know,
right.
is a name that's empowerment.
When did Don McAlicious.
What does that mean?
Don McAlicious,
what does
right.
Samut mean? Yeah, Don McAlicious. what does Samut stand for? And when did you come
right.
up with, well, not come up with the name, but name yourself this?
Right. So in our family, we used to be, all the children used to get their names from our Aunt O.C.,
okay.
our grandfathers, my grandfather, your great-grandfather's sister, right?
Okay.
The Southern family tradition. And Aunt Osi had the gift of vision. She could see. So she would look in a child's face and name the child, right? So she named me at birth Angela.
Okay.
Did right? she name my mom too?
She named your mom Latonda. That's right. Yes, right. So she would give us our names based on the vibrational energy that she received from us while holding us as a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Angela was the name. Samut is the name, I got the name the same way, except from a different woman. 20 years later, 25 years later, a woman who was a prophetess, a seer. I hope this ain't too whatever
nah,
for
nah,
your
nah,
audience,
get into
but
it.
I'm just
Talk
keeping it real,
Talk
you know, because this is the stuff we need to, you know, save our lives out here in this world.
Juanita Bynum?
Not Juanita Bynum.
Side note, when you said Aunt O.C., for whatever reason, like a Martin character popped into my head. It sounded like it was a Martin character's name.
Well, that's, you know, Martin. That
I him. Thought like Uncle Otis. Like
yeah, that's Southern humor.
Uncle Otis gave his heart name.
Right, right. I mean, it's all a Southern thing, right? So yeah, you get the Martin character.
What's up?
If that's the leap you can make. I mean,
that's the
really,
closest I can make a connection to.
We gonna have a chat off air. Anyway, another lady, some years, 25 years later, she said Samut Shep Ra is my entire, you know, African name. Samut Shep Ra. And it means she who keeps her life force and energy high to nourish and be motherly towards others.
Mm. Damn.
Yeah, gems.
But yeah, but you've been doing that, though, with the, you know, with Marquita doing a whole daycare,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, raising babies and, you know, mm-hmm. takes a village to raise a child. Y'all been doing all that.
And that's
so
how they,
I think she
right.
read that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was right.
That's dope.
Right.
She was right.
Right.
I got another sidebar. A lot of sidebars. You know, you're the reason I put sugar in my grits.
What, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, did I spawn that whole... I never put sugar in... I don't even like grits.
No, that's the whole point.
No.
It's completely opposite. You didn't put sugar in my grits for me, and I was like, damn, this is good. You made grits and put salt and honey in them. I said, this is terrible. I'm never eating this again. Ever since then, I'm putting sugar in my grits.
He's still traumatized.
Oh, God.
I'm traveling back in time in my mind as she's talking as to what I know I am.
Oh my
for
God. This like, interview I'll might never. Have to get cut short quick.
I got my one Samut story.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was I think Fresco was there too. But you know, when we used to move around, we used to live with family members. And one time I don't think we had nothing to wear, and we went to school in our African clothes, and it looked like
Ooh.
Night clothes. Either it was just me or it was
It was
too.
Definitely just you, or I was too young to remember. Cuz I don't remember wearing any African garments.
I went
school.
To school.
What grade were you in?
I don't know, but I was very young.
I wasn't in school yet. Then.
And I can just remember everybody just looked at me, just kept staring at me. And mm-hmm. that just like, it was just an embarrassing moment for me because I didn't understand.
It's waiting for you to get that right. Marcus Garvey speech.
This is what my Aunt Angie put me in, and everybody just would not stop staring at me. I don't think anybody said nothing to me.
Yeah.
But boy.
So this is what I'm going to say about both of them stories. your grits and the sugar in your grits, I was happy to contribute to that if that's the way you want to eat your grits.
I don't think I've ate anything you made since then.
I think you have at the family thing.
I'll just
whatever, Fresco. Anyway, I'm going to bring you some sugar with honey and salt. I can't even imagine
I did
that.
You keep the honey and the salt.
I can't. I don't even like grits. I must have just made it for y'all. And for you.
She probably had bacon in.
Yeah, I'm saying. Boy, take these grits and get out of my face.
Bacon ain't no
take
potatoes.
This bowl of grits and get out of my face while I eat this pancake sausage
on,
and bacon.
That's right.
No. Matter of fact, it wasn't no sausage or bacon. She's going to eat me.
That's right.
Tofu and all that other stuff.
That's right. Eat this tofu. That's right. And I'm going to say the fact that you wore that African garb and people were staring at you and you stood proud, you know, you at least made
I'm going to say this,
right?
Proud. He just didn't have no other clothes.
I'm going to say this. You made it through the day. I think contributes to your confidence now.
Okay.
How about that?
Let's
reframe this discussion.
Right. That's a good idea.
I don't remember
because
how I took it.
I'm sure it wasn't nowhere near along the lines of that thinking.
Yeah.
But that's a good way to reshape
it. Angie's story. And it could have made Lord a big impact mercy. On my life. I was always the preacher man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why.
Yeah.
But when she saw me, if I was sweating, she would see me. You like a sweaty preacher.
Yeah.
You just got finished preaching the sermon.
I was just about to say that right now. You look like a preacher.
And I think that was good for my life because, I think in certain spiritual ways I would have never thought of if it wasn't for you saying those things. And also, my grandma Hall, she says the same thing. She says, she sees me and says, you're my preacher, man.
That's
and she has the gift of vision as well.
Sure.
So she sees that in my life, and I'm like, nah, I don't see it. But, I got something in my spirit that.
Yeah.
No.
Well, like
we
our
about to have church right
like
now?
Our grandmom Gracie like say, keep a living. It'll come. Yeah. Listen, I want to say this,
that's
right? It's not easy to be different in your family, right? It's a very hard thing, and you have to have a lot of courage, right? You got to have big balls to walk in the space of being different and know that whatever you're doing, the difference will make a difference to your family line.
Right.
You
that's
know,
a fact.
It's
yeah.
hard because, you know, everybody wants to be, it's easy to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easy to follow suit,
right.
You know, and do what everybody else is doing or not break the status quo. But it's very hard to be different. Mm. You know, your family, you risk the opportunity of your family making you an outsider.
Right.
You know, and so, and in this world. Yeah, in this world, especially right now in the climate that our country is in, and in fact, the climate that the world is in, tribe is everything. Mm. It's everything. We've moved from individualistic pursuits to now the universe is making us find, you got to find your tribe. You got to find the people that resonate with what you're doing, and y'all got to build together because it's your tribe. Otherwise, you out there like the lone, you know, sheep on the prairie by yourself, you know, individual. I'm going to do my own thing.
Right. Make yourself easier for prey.
Easier target. That's right.
Now,
so
I became a vegan last year.
Oh, you did?
Lasted about 7 days.
Yeah, 7 days.
That's hard. Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
It is hard. I did it for 23 years.
But that's what I was going to get into.
Yeah.
My mistake was I went cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I went, like, I'm cutting it all out. Instead of, like, okay, I'm going to stop the pork.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to stop dairy. I'm going to stop this. I just went straight cold turkey vegan.
Right.
And I was eating the veggie burgers.
Right.
And I was, basically, it got down to it when my shirt started getting bigger.
Yeah.
I started losing my muscles.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
That
was just for me. But I also realized,
You need red meat.
But I also realized that I did it the wrong way. How did you get involved? Well, how did you take your steps to becoming a vegan, right? Or
Well, I was a vegan, but I'm primarily plant-based now. Like 80% of my diet is plant-based.
I'm plant-based too.
You plant-based? What that mean?
Y'all not the same.
Don't
what
ask
what
me, don't.
That mean? It got, it's got little 4 points on the end of it, your plant?
Yes. But they go away once you crush it and grind it.
The points go away when you crush it. Poof.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right.
Poof.
I know.
Cloud of smoke.
I used to be there too, you know? That used to be my thing, but not anymore.
I'm just glad that we could connect, you know, on the botany level.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're going to have to elevate that level.
Soon.
Anyway, so the whole point of me becoming a vegan was, you know, under the tutelage of Dr. Ra'u Nefer Amen back in the 1992-91, right? Now, that's when vegetarianism and veganism, everything tasted like cardboard. I mean, it was just like, it ain't like, you ain't finding no veggie burgers in the store. You had to create your own everything, wow. You know? And so I just knew, again, the courage to be different. I just knew that I never was that big into meat. I had stopped eating pork centuries, you know, well, a long time before I started, you know, meditation and yoga and those types of spiritual practices. And I had stopped eating red meat as well. So I just had chicken and fish and dairy. And honestly, it was okay for me. It's different for women, though, in terms of the whole diet than it is on the most. And I'm giving kind of a blanket statement. Everybody's individual. But on the larger scale, usually men require a certain amount of flesh. That's okay. What we call it, flesh foods.
Savages.
That makes it sound so disgusting.
Well, that's what it is, though.
But it is, though. But when you put it that way, it's like, oh, get that burger out of here.
It's flesh.
Right. I just imagine like a foot on a plate. Like, there you go.
Yeah. It might get to that point. You know, I don't know. But, you know.
Pig foot.
Yeah.
I don't live that life. I don't live that life at all.
So anyhow, I'm getting all weirded out and grossed out. But when I tell my clients who want to go from vegan, we start them little by little. If you just cold turkey, unless you that type of warrior like I was, then that's good.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Well, I wasn't.
I took that as a shot. I did. I'm listening.
Whoa.
Keep going, Angie. Keep going.
I'm going. I didn't mean it to anybody directly on this on this table, but I'm talking to the, you know, podcast sphere.
General
statement. The worldwide space, fits, you know? Right. But, you know, I take the majority of people need a little by little. Lasting changes in your life only come if you do them in a little by little by little. People who are going on these crash water diets for 7 days, that's bad for your body, right?
It's
you gotta break your body down little by little, because we so used to living this lifestyle, processed food, fast foods, you know, we want slow foods. We want natural foods, even if it is, you know, chicken, vegetables, and some type of healthy carbs.
Yeah.
Go there, as opposed to going, I'm just not going to eat nothing but vegan because I want to try it. And then you crash and burn and you sick and all of this kind of thing.
Right. Right.
And you start losing muscle.
I don't know anything about vegan life. I've never even attempted to try because the thought of it is like, I'm not strong enough.
Yeah, and it's not for everybody.
I'm not
it's all
enough.
Good.
I don't want to do it. But I be hungry, man, and I don't have time to sit there and decide, oh, I can't eat that. It got this in it. Man, look, put that on the damn plate
and
let
go.
A brother get it down.
Yeah.
Let me get down.
Is it
cooked? Is it finished? All right, well, get the hell out of the way. Hand me my utensils, cuz.
Yeah. I mean, it's all good. You know, I don't. Veganism is not for everybody. You know, it is a very isolated.
Those who do it,
yeah, it's a very isolated lifestyle. You can make it fun, but you got to give some brain to it. You can't be like, you know, like you just said, you know, Fresco. Is it dead? Is it moving? Then let me have it. You know.
Yeah.
So, and here's another point I want to jump in on in terms of the diet tip. Right, most, especially Americans, are so toxic because of the diet that we eat. Right. All when you look at a package and the first five lines is all big, you know, words that you can't really
pronounce,
diglyceride, you know, this, that, and the third, you know, you can't pronounce those words. That is a synthetically created product. It is created in the laboratory. Right. There's no food in
that's
it.
Right.
It is a food product. And the body stores. That's right. The body stores those chemicals in your fat cells and in your organs as toxins. So when you begin to detox, right, you begin to change your diet, maybe a more plant-based, more micronutrient-based diet, those toxins then get released from the fat cells. And that's why people say, I've been fasting, but boy, I feel terrible, because their body now is having the second stage of toxicity.
Right.
Right. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you're going to do it, you need to first be very learned or hire a professional to help you walk through it. You know,
basically, so if you don't know what you're doing, shock get yourself. The right help so, first, and then go into
right.
it.
Let's talk about the book. You wrote a book?
Yeah, I got a couple of books.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that's up now is Mastering a Joyful Life. That book talks about you know aligning your Mastering a Joyful Life. The Power Within is the subtitle, and it talks about aligning your mindset for success. Mm-hmm. You know, connecting your mind, body, energy to the spiritual flow in a conscious way, so that you can make decisions in your life that are more empowering than as opposed to destructive. That's the that's on my site. Anybody can get that. And now the book that I'm working on now, which we are putting up a Kickstarter in the next couple of days. Y'all can, everybody's listening to this, you can you know, just check my website and check my Facebook pages, Mama Yoga Wellness, social media pages for the Kickstarter for this next book.
Excuse me.
This book is for women.
Okay.
And it's A Curvy Girl's Guide to Wellness. I'll give you the title right now. Flat Belly, Big Booty. Diet and Fitness.
Hey, hey.
What a way to sell your
go
product.
Read that book.
That.
If you got a man at home,
yeah.
Go get the book when it comes out.
Yeah, it's coming out. We, like I said, we're doing a Kickstarter to help me raise funds to produce the book, right? Because I got to, you know, you got to publish it. You got
to start a GoFundMe page for our Angie's book.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, because, you know. That's what
I was being specific as about what kind of Kickstarter, though.
No, but it's...
Hey, yo, what you doing? What you doing?
I'm just saying, there's, Kickstart is the site.
There's them botanicals
that
again.
On.
Botanicals.
there go those botanicals again.
That sounds like the stuff on the back of the food. I don't know what that means. I'm stuck, but anyway, you were... Yes. Oh, not yet. Not yet. I wanted to be respectful this morning.
Yes, thank you, darling. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, I
you.
Wanted
but
to be respectful.
But yeah, so anyhow, the book is called, the title of the book is called Flat Belly, Big Booty, A Curvy Girl's Guide to Health and Wellness. Mm. And from my 20 plus years of being a wellness coach out here in our community, you know, and seeing our women and all women of ethnicity, it doesn't matter whether you're African American, Italian, because some Italian girls be built like what? You with me?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, I ain't
so
looking.
It's, you know, and Latino sisters, you know. You know, so it doesn't matter your ethnicity. What matters is that you want to be healthy.
Right.
My
right.
style of teaching.
Be thick in all the right
that's
places.
Right. Thick and healthy. That's another brand of Mama Yoga. Thick and healthy. Because that's what we want to
like
be.
Right. Facts.
Yeah.
Like that.
You know, this is the thing. It's not about being a size 2. Right?
Thank God, because...
Yeah.
That's, no, that's,
I mean, unless
yeah.
that's your demographic, yeah,
right?
But for ethnic women, women
that's
of culture,
my, yeah.
size 2 is not... We wasn't a size 2 since we were 2. You with me? Here's the thing for women of culture, right? Let me just share this with you.
Here we
or
go.
Ethnic women.
Uh-huh.
Our greatest hope in terms of our physical physique is small waist, sitting up booty. That's our greatest hope.
That's,
I know
that's
I'm
man's
in my
greatest
room with my
woman.
Nephews, but I'm just keeping it real.
Keep it real.
Right? I'm talking to the audience,
woman,
not my nephews,
yeah.
although they already know.
yes, we do. Yes, we do,
right?
Because I'm pretty sure all the men would
ethnic
agree with you.
Right.
That's a fact.
Yeah, so we're not trying to get to that itty-bitty, skinny, emaciated
it's
looking.
It's not cute anyway.
The
we don't
goal
that.
Is
your
to
head
be
look mad
healthy.
Big, anyway.
Yeah, your head do look like when Oprah lost all that weight. Her hair was like... bobbling on her shoulders, you know? Yeah, it's not about being skinny. It's about being healthy. And that is the premise of the book, Flat Belly,
oh,
Big
that's
Booty.
Oh, that's going to fly out
so,
the
back. Mama Yoga's Flat Belly.
I like
belly
that.
The
yoga side of things.
Yeah,
we
moving
talk
it
about
on.
Yoga.
Right. So here's the thing, right? Yoga, for the most part, in the gyms and in the fitness centers where yoga is being taught, and even some studios, is very commercialized.
Okay.
I learned yoga... Again, under Dr. Ra U Nefer Amen.
What doesn't he do?
This man knows
yeah,
a lot.
He's was.
What's
he's,
his phone number?
His phone number is 718.
New York.
You know, you can Google. You can do your Googles. I like that.
Facts.
You
yeah.
can do your Googles on
do
him.
Your
anyhow,
Googles.
I learned.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Well, you want me to spell it on the air? I mean, the people listening may probably know it.
We could put it in the description.
You'll put it in the description. Great. And a link.
And a link. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I need all your links. So everything you're
talking about. All that information. We need that.
All your websites and links to your book.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's get all your links. Let us get both your links.
Yeah. So, what was we talking about?
Yoga.
I got all off
you
the
was about
thing.
To get
oh,
on
yoga.
Yoga.
Right. Dr. Amen taught. I learned yoga from a spiritual perspective, right? In the gym, yoga is sanitized. Let's just put it that way, That means it's commercialized, and it's only primarily used for stretching and exercising the body, right? But I learned yoga as the tool to help you align your mind, body, energy.
So basically, yoga is more than just stretching. It's the lifestyle.
That's I thought yoga was stretching.
Yeah, that is what commercialized yoga makes you think. Yeah, that's commercialized. It's for exercise in your standard gym.
So just because somebody has a mat and some leggings and some workout pants and a little joint that they do the stretches on don't really mean they're into yoga.
That's right. Well, no, they could be doing yoga, but the purpose
but it's
for
more
the
to it than just
spectrums.
Right.
She said mind, body,
energy. That's right.
They may just be hitting the mind with the music.
That's right.
And then the body with the stretches that they do.
That's a fact. Right.
That energy they probably don't tap into.
That's a fact. Okay.
So at my yoga studio in Lawrence, New Jersey here, I know we're worldwide here.
There we go.
But locally.
You said Lawrence, New Jersey. That's cool. Just don't say Lawrence.
That's why.
In Lawrence, New Jersey, we teach what is known as Kundalini yoga. Kundalini yoga is designed to re-energize the endocrine system in the body, right? So it's three components to Kundalini yoga, right? It is movement, which is the yoga you see in the gym, asanas, downward dog, you know, all of these different positions. It is mantra, that is vibrational chanting to help create a certain vibrational energy in your mind, body, energy space. And it is mindfulness and meditation, teaching a person how to focus on one thing at a time and make that thing manifest. Because everybody have ADHD now, right? Yeah. Everybody, because of the digital media age and we all on social media. I mean, sitting around the table, everybody done picked up their phones like 15 times. Mm-hmm. But we having a discussion. You got your notes. I'm looking at my notes too. Wait a minute. What on Facebook? Phone, what?
Right.
Right. So yoga helps you.
I was on Snapchat.
Appreciate that honesty. If you're going to be any kind of real success in the world, mm-hmm. I'm talking about a real success, a monetary success and an emotional success, a balanced energy success, you have to learn how to focus. Mm. And Kundalini yoga helps a person, teaches you how to do that. The other thing that I learned about that yoga helps me with and what I try to impart to people who take my class is understanding how not to be so emotional and commotional,
right?
How not to just be flipping off and letting life's heavy challenges, destroy your energy. Mm. That happiness is a skill that you can cultivate within your consciousness. Like, you can choose to be joyful no matter what's going on. Mm. And I don't mean like your house is on fire or whatever and you standing outside smiling.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Not what
you
I mean.
You need a straitjacket on you. You need a straitjacket on you in that situation.
That's right. Right. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about not allowing the troubles of life to claim
your
spirit.
Gotcha.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
I've always felt like that. Just off life,
you've always
period.
Been mellow like that.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, when you go through something, is most times it's not really much you can do to change it.
Right.
A lot of times it's just a situation where the only way you can change it is how you go about life after that situation
that's
happens.
Right. That's why. That's wisdom right there. Yeah. Right? That is wisdom, what you just shared, Fresco.
Give me a round of applause.
Give yourself a round of applause. You keep hitting the button for everybody else. Right. Right? So this is the style of yoga that I teach. Being a, African-American from the projects of West Trenton, New Jersey, having the same concerns that some of these sisters and brothers out here have, being angry, having tried just about every kind of drug you could think of being in that modeling world, that fast world, being a teenage mom, having my daughter at 18, you know, being out there in the world. Yeah, you know that. But, you know, I had to find some tools because I was bloop, 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 sinking.
Right.
And these are the tools that have helped me now be an author, a success coach, a wellness coach, you know, and mentor, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of people over these last few years towards wellness and tools that they can use to balance out their mind, body, and energy.
That's incredible.
Angie, you letting them jumps fly on here.
A lot of jumps.
I'm glad to hear you say a lot of this stuff because it's refreshing to hear.
Yeah,
you know, it's good to hear. It's refreshing to hear because I thought you was gonna walk ahead lighting incense, you know what I'm saying, with a chant going or something like that.
I did that before I got here.
Before we continue on with the podcast, I keep forgetting we got our own hashtag Pod Bros NJ. Use that hashtag when you listen to the Podcast Brothers episodes. Well, it's on Twitter. Hashtag Pod Bros NJ and all of our material. We'll be on there. When you retweet or you post or you want to comment, make sure you use that pound Pod Bros NJ.
Pod Bros MJ. I'm going to do that.
NJ.
New Jersey.
Yeah, NJ.
Now, I sent y'all The One's Gotta Go.
Oh, yeah.
I sent it to you.
I
think this is tough. Came up with it myself. This ain't nowhere on the internets.
Yeah.
One's Gotta Go. One can never come back and you'll be okay with it. Mm. Music. Books, exercising, healthy meals.
Lord of mercy.
One's got to go and can never come back.
Music, music, books, exercising, and healthy meals.
That's right. Dedicated to Mama Yoga.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I know this is your thing.
Healthy meals and exercise go hand in hand in a sense, don't they?
Not really.
You can work out.
You eat whatever you want.
Some people can eat whatever they want.
Like me.
No, that's not real. I can't sit here and let that fly.
I didn't think so either.
This is the thing.
Adrian Peterson can.
You can't. Adrian Peterson.
Floyd Mayweather eats Big Macs.
Yeah.
Right. Adrian Peterson eats 2 double cheeseburgers after every practice.
But this is the thing, right? We said earlier about the book, right?
Yeah.
It's about being healthy. Of course you can eat whatever you want, right? Mm-hmm. You can eat Big Macs, McDonald's, and go exercise. But the minute, what happens is those synthetic foods destabilize your systems and eventually it's going to catch up. So the whole idea, eat whatever you want and then go exercise, is so not what's up.
So exercising, then eat whatever you want.
The real way to keep to lose weight is not exercise. It is to tweak your diet.
Yeah, right. The diet.
That's
like
the real way.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. It's 80%. Like with anything, right? It's what you see in your mind, 80%. 20% is the manifestation. When you diet, when you eat, what you're eating is creating the systems that either blow you up or lean you out.
So you're telling me you're picking exercising?
No, I can't. I exercised before I came here like a mug. What?
Nice.
Check, I was at my gym. I don't mean to digress, but I was at my gym and we was doing a kettlebell exercise.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I picked the thing up. Somebody's blood was on the thing.
Blood?
I was pissed
you
off,
had gloves
man.
On?
No, I didn't have no gloves. Oh. Do I have AIDS? What, boy?
What, boy?
No. Somebody's
must have tore
their hand. It was enough to get on my finger.
Ew,
I was not happy about that.
Tight.
Anyway,
they would have to give me a free month or give me a refund.
I wasn't happy about that. But anyway, going on, that was a bit of
don't shout out that gym's name.
Yeah.
No, might lose business.
I won't.
Oh, yeah, anybody suing us.
Right.
I won't.
Nah, we going to sue them.
So we supposed to pick. Y'all go ahead. I'll go last because
I think I'm going to go on this one.
Go ahead.
I would say music can go.
Music can go?
Woo.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I like music. I don't learn too much from music, though. So if it was gone, it wouldn't matter to me, you know. Books can't go because
your son is looking at you like,
I can always learn from books.
Yeah, he's looking at you like,
that's because he can't read.
What?
All the shows he watches music. So, yeah, music can go because I can't learn from it. I never learned anything from a song.
I'll go next.
I bow my head, but books can't go. Healthy food and exercise can't go because that's... Stuff like that keeps you alive. When you're learning, it keeps you alive.
Right.
Healthy food keeps you alive. Exercising, it keeps you fit, and that makes you live longer. Music, it doesn't help you live, so
yeah,
they can kick bricks.
For me,
I can respect that.
I would go with music.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with music because music has always given me the false impression that I was okay.
Yeah.
You ever hear a song it's and they're talking you. About what you're going through and you're like, you know what? This just made me feel good for the 5 minutes that it was on.
Mm-hmm.
But what you don't know is like you're really not dealing with those issues. And I right. think that we might have turned to music mm-hmm. too many times for our answers.
Scapegoat. Mm-hmm.
We listen to a song like during the breakup. You might mm-hmm. listen to some Boyz II Men or whatever. Yeah. But you're really not handling your situation.
Right. You're commiserating.
Just, yeah, right. Sometimes music can actually put you more in a deeper spot.
Right.
You'll be
right.
crying.
Right.
Boyz II Men come on and you really start crying because
the
like.
The end right. of that road.
What? Crying?
You have a song that'll make you cry?
I Why you don't call him no, out like that?
Listen, Ghostface Killer, all I got is you make me cry. Don't get it twisted, man. Like, go, like, listen, man, it's real. But, okay, a dry tears. I ain't weeping or nothing like that.
You ain't sobbing.
I ain't
tears
sobbing.
Tears aren't dry.
It gets you emotional.
It gets tears emotional. Are pretty wet.
He was crying on the inside.
I cried on the inside.
His heart was crying.
Right, AJ? So, yeah, so music could go just because, you know, with the exercise and with the confidence and the stress reliever that exercise yeah. brings.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten terribly and went to bed with stomach aches and, like, just regretted it. So,
yeah.
eating healthy can't go. And,
yeah.
What is the other one? Books.
Mm-hmm.
So many gems from books. Like,
yeah,
man.
It's some stuff.
You pick
in
up
there.
A book. If you pick up the right book.
Yeah.
And the first few words can just change your life.
Yeah.
For me. So, yeah, music can go.
Healthy eating, you got to go.
Fresco,
I don't eat healthy.
Say that with your aunt sitting here next.
Sorry,
to you.
Sorry, I got to be who
guru.
I am, baby. Okay. I got to be who I am.
Okay, be who you are.
You feel me?
You gotta think to
I got
yourself,
to be baby. Me, baby.
This is an off the air conversation.
I'm not getting rid of music because music means too much to me. I don't right. eat healthy. Eventually, at some point in my life, I will. But
are you dying?
Probably.
Hopefully not.
But like I said earlier, like, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm hungry. Put yeah. a plate in front of me. Like, if it doesn't taste good, then right. I'm like, no, I don't want that. But
the
I haven't had enough.
Beast.
I haven't had enough healthy eating to, like, really be into it like that.
Right, right.
But for music, for me, is, like, kind of what Flaw was talking about. Those moments mean a lot to me. So stuff
sure.
when it's yeah. stuff that I can't talk to nobody about or stuff that I tried to talk to people about, but the message just didn't get over to that brain for whatever reason, if I just so happen to listen to a song and it's like, well, thank you. Somebody gets it. Somebody's there. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, whatever emotion it is, I connect with music on too many different ways. Too many gems and books.
Yeah.
And the exercising is definitely vital. I'm going to get to healthy eating eventually, but for mm-hmm. right now, I tears me a plate up. So
yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Tears you a plate up. I'm
Shows
with that.
Wheels.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
So it's my turn, right?
It's your turn.
Dang it. It's hard because I want
all of
them.
You still ain't picked yet?
I want all of them. Let me see. How about this? Do you mean physical books or can I use a Kindle?
You can't. No books. No,
no
type
kind
of
reading.
Reading.
Oh,
no.
No. That. And no kind of music. I mean, I've been using my
shirt,
mantra,
like,
you know, like
listen,
like
podcasts.
That.
Listen
to podcasts. I'm into podcasts. Okay. So
no
out
music.
Of the list, I can't give up exercising because I love exercising. It's just like
it's
a
your
drug
name. You can't
to
say
me,
exercising.
Right? I can't. And how you going
to
be?
Yeah, Mama Yoga,
Mama
you getting
yoga.
Rid of exercising? Nobody's
yeah.
coming to your class no
right.
more.
Right.
You're
taking
it serious.
The whole episode.
You're taking it serious.
I can't get rid of exercising. Right. No. Plus, that's my lifestyle. You know, I'm from the school. You're supposed to be what you tell and teaching other people. You
right.
can't be just standing up running off at the mouth
right.
and you talking from a book, you know, it needs to be experiential. So I can't give it an exercise and wouldn't want to. Can't give up healthy meals. I'm going to tell you to eat this plate of greens, salad, leaves, and stuff. And then I'm over here chowing down on this Big Mac. That is not going to work.
I got the other
right?
half.
Can't
I got
get
the
rid
fries.
Of that.
I got the fries. You got the Big
you
Mac.
You got the fries. I got the, yeah, that is, I'm over here retching as we speak. Right?
You heaving.
Right, a fat burger.
She
that ain't going to work. I'm heaving. Right, books. I'm an author. How am I not get books? Come on now.
Make no
this
money.
List is rigged. The list is rigged.
I made it hard just for you. I came up with this specifically
right.
designed for Mama Yoga.
Plus, I cannot tell you, you know, the learning. Learning is everything. So I can't get rid of books.
Did you just name all four that you can't get rid of?
Yeah.
I
know I went the wrong way, right? Right.
Yeah, you
okay.
did the opposite of what the game
yeah.
is.
Right. I said take a lot of balls to be different.
Well, we're not letting you off the hook that easy. Right. So you got
to
pick one.
So I guess it's going to have to be music. Mm.
You say that shamefully.
Yeah. Because I love it. Well, come on now. We African people. Yeah, the drum is in our spirit. You know, you give me a beat. Right?
Are you freestyling?
I was about
to. You freestyle. Go ahead.
I felt it.
I can't get rid of it.
Yeah, so I guess out of all of these, it will have to be music. I'll have to.
And then even more for me, just not even listening to music, but writing my own.
Yeah, because Jared is he's an artist.
No,
yeah,
so I can't. I can't get rid of that.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to. That sometimes either listening to a song or writing my own is the only way I can get some of my own thoughts out, some of my own personal thoughts. And you know, I just can't do it.
Before I forget,
I'm pushing that bowl of greens away, Auntie.
Before I forget again, we got a new segment on the Podcast Brothers podcast. It's called Dope or Nope.
Dope or I gotta curse some artist, crazy. Dope or Nope.
Artist Bout Slim.
I just caught myself.
Artist Bout Slim. Shout out to him. He shouted us out heavy on his podcast. He sent me a song.
Shout out to the homie.
I'm going
to
play it at the end of the episode. And the Twitter world and everybody else, I want y'all to let us know if it's dope or nope. Simple. And we'll read the results next week. Dope or nope. That's all. But that's going to be after this. I got one more thing I want to talk to Mama Yoga about. And we had this conversation when we was driving around, and I thought it was pretty fire, and I needed to bring it to the podcast. Mm-hmm. I recently linked up with a guy named Jamel Womack. Mm-hmm. He is Retrovert. Shout out to Don P. He got the Retrovert hat on.
True.
Shout out to Retrovert.
It's dripping.
And I was looking for
sauce.
I was looking for sponsors or like other black entrepreneurs doing that thing. We could link up, and we'll shout y'all out. You know, on the podcast,
the
get everybody
market.
Popping. And as I'm shopping around Retrovert, they replied. His name was Jamel Womack. If I'm saying your name wrong, my fault. His last name was Womack. Well, our family name is Womack.
That's right.
I don't know him.
Right.
And I don't know if we're related.
Right.
And you have some gems for me to tell me where that Womack name might have come from, to where as how we might not be related, but we might are related. We just don't know it.
Right. Well, the Womack clan is an English name, of course.
Shout out to the Womacks.
You know, the Womacks worldwide, you know. But, of course, you know, being African-American in this country, all of our names stem from slavery,
right?
All of the surnames come from the fact that your family was owned by somebody else's family,
like that.
And the most common black people names are Williams, Jones,
Smith.
Johnson.
Roberts.
Johnsons. That's right. Those are the most common, right? Because those slave owners had the most, apparently. You know, it just proliferated.
Right. Wow.
But Womack is a name that comes from English. It's a British name. Further back, I did the research for our family because our family is Womack on both sides. Mm. So it's the same plantation. One brother owned one plantation, another brother owned another, right? So ours is Womack on both sides, right? And it goes back all the way to English England, and then they migrated here. The white Womacks migrated to the United States back in the 1500s, okay. Right? So, but for our purposes here, talking about our family, the Womacks of Virginia, our family, right? That name is so important to us, you know? But reality is, you know, because of the system that we live in, you take your father's last name.
Right.
So that's on our maternal side of the family, the Womack line, right? And we have family members who... our family was the first black wealthy family in South Boston, Virginia. We had a washing machine back in the 1930s. We had brand new cars. Our family was given their land that the Womack slave masters gave the land to one of our ancestors. Mm. So we had, you know, 400, 600 acres. Four farms we had in our family line, right? And our grandfather, y'all's grandmother, my mother's side of the family, that is where that wealth is. And on that side of the family, we have opera singers and, you know, black elite family members who are part of some of the black elite social classes, like the Boulé and like the Lynx. If you go, use your Googles to find out about these groups,
your Googles.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to use that now, Googles. Yeah, I love that. Googles. So that's the wealth of our side of the family. But truth be told, you know, your ancestry, you have to look at your paternal side of the family as well. So children generally take their father's last name.
Right.
That establishes that ancestry to that child of that side of the family. So you have both your maternal and your paternal side of the family, that connection, you know. And then males usually give their children their father's last name, their father's last name.
Right.
You with me?
Right.
Right, like that. So the Womack is huge. Womacks go all there in Texas. The largest number of Womacks are in Texas. Right. And I don't really know if they are directly related to us. They could be one of the other brothers, as the research I've done. For our specific family line, I was able to trace our specific maternal family line back to 1865. Christine Chalmers was my grandmother's mother's mother. Mm. Are you with me?
Right.
And up until September, on our maternal side of the family, we had five generations on this planet.
Right.
Five. Grandmother, great-grandmother, grandmother, mother, daughter, granddaughter. Wow. Like that. That's huge to have your family line that long.
Right.
On actually living. But God rest her, Mud just died in September. So.
Right, right.
But your family is everything. It just is. Whether you like the people in your family or not, you got to find a certain aspect of your tribe that you can build with. Because in the climate that we live now, you got to have resources. You got to put your money together. You got to try to create something. Maybe you can't do it with everybody because, you know, some people is knuckleheads, right? Mm-hmm. And you just because they got your bloodline don't mean you can work with them.
So so basically, because I know you mentioned the Chalmers, and you was like, hey, we might be related to the Mario Chalmers of the NBA.
Right.
You know,
like I think you made that leap.
No, you said you mentioned Mario Chalmers. Right?
I don't know no Mario Chalmers.
You said it's a basketball player.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
Yeah,
sorry, my bad.
Yeah,
they go them botanicals again.
So not necessarily saying we're related, but we might have just been in that plantation.
That's right.
With a bunch of Chalmers
and
Womacks.
That's right.
Of that nature. Okay,
that's right.
So the guy that I'm talking about, like I say, the owner of Retrovert, we might not necessarily be related to him.
Right, but we may have all been from the same plantation.
But our ancestors was all in that plantation together.
That's
got
right.
you. So
that's
just like, because if you have, like you said, Smith and all these last names, people have this, but they're not related.
Right.
But you might, what you don't know is that, hey, our ancestors was all in that plantation working their butts off.
That's right. And catching the whip and all of the other horrific things, you know, that happen that still resonate today to your DNA. Like there's only one cell. All human cells divide. They divide. So the first cell that ever was of the human being is still present in the current human beings today. Right. Here's the thing I wanted to share about black invention. I know we are far past that, but everybody should know the name Henrietta Lacks.
Okay.
Henrietta Lacks was a sister back in the 40s who had cancer, right, from Baltimore. Mm-hmm. They took her to the hospital. The doctors took her cancer cells and have created from that day to this day every known treatment to any type of cancer known today. They hid from her family because she had these miraculous cells. So they kept reproducing her cells in the laboratory and created cures off of her cells. To this day, her family is still fighting to be paid because the hospital system hid that from them.
Wow.
So it's Henrietta Lacks. Do your Googles. I'm not making stuff up.
Wow. Do your
Googles.
This
is true.
Wow.
This sister, they took her cells and they created all of these cures for various diseases that we face now in America and in the world. And they hid her name by giving it code numbers.
Wow. Damn.
Henrietta Lacks.
We'll never
so
get
talk
to 40
about,
acres and a mule, let
we,
alone.
We should not even be looking at
we
that.
Shouldn't
we
shouldn't be thinking
just
about that.
We should just be creating our own stuff. The Asian people don't come here and say, give me this. They say, you know what? We're going to create in our own thing. Next thing you know, they got their own economy, their own little Asia, and they doing it. What are we begging for? No begging.
Facts.
No begging. The begging time is over. All that marching and shit. You know, you can march.
You're not for the marching?
I don't find that to be the most productive way. What I think is productive is get your tribe, whether they're related to you
and
or not,
get to work.
And get to work. Keep your head down. Get to work. Create something
and build it
until it's so big that nobody can stop it. Mm. That is what I'm talking about.
And there you have it.
I agree with that. I never really saw marching as like, yeah. I mean, back in the 60s, of course, some of the marches were monumental. But now a lot of the it's like, they're just going to wait for you to be done and continue doing what they was doing before you started marching to begin with.
So, yeah, I mean, if you need to march, go and march. If you think that's a way that you can make a difference, I'm not saying don't do that. For me, though, I don't really see, I think what that does is dissipate the fire. What I think it does is it throws a wet blanket on the energies that people are upset about, right? Uh-huh. So we all coming together, we marching, but what is the progress from that? Like, what are we trying to, what's the aim?
Right. What are we getting out of this march?
Right. Exactly. We coming together and we fussing about it. We're yelling and shouting and being upset about what's going on in the world. You know, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
But the reality of it is my understanding and my perspective is roll your sleeves up, stop bitching and moaning, stop crying, stop begging, rolling your sleeves up, work in a conclave quietly and get it done.
And where you going?
You marching up the street.
Where you going? Like,
leaving their job.
You marching to the door of the folk who saying you can't come in here.
Right.
That's begging.
Like, and it takes a lot of energy. Like, you got to keep that energy up. Like, the 45 is going to be in the office for 4 years.
You got to put that.
Like, you're going to do this for 4 years?
If nothing is a clear indication that it's time for you to tribe up, 45 is a clear indication that it's time for you to tribe up. Tribe up. Get your
tribe up. Hashtag tribe up, cuz.
Hashtag
tribe. That's right. It's on a t-shirt.
T-shirt's coming soon.
That's right. Podcast Brothers.
We might call this
tribe up. Give me a high five, Aunt Angie. Podcast Brothers high five.
Y'all got that. Boom.
Tribe up.
You
call it tribe up?
You call it what you want to call it, baby. There you go. Boom.
Tribe up.
That's right.
You got to dig a hole?
No dig a hole this week.
Sorry.
No dig a hole this week.
Hello, honey.
I just want to tell everybody to enjoy the Super Bowl. If you're not going, shout out to my homie P, my girl's brother-in-law. He a Pats fan up in Massachusetts. I just want to tell him personally that I hope he knows they're going to lose. And enjoy the Super Bowl. Have a great time with wherever you're going to be. If you're going to be by yourself, do something by yourself that you can enjoy. Have fun. Enjoy the game, man. That's it.
And
straight from Fresco.
Well, Mama
we
Yoga.
Empanadas tonight.
Cool.
Empanadas where?
To the Super Bowl party.
Oh, is it going to be
well, it's not
beef, beef ones, though?
No, I'm just going to do some chicken.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she ain't none of that.
How
was it?
This show was amazing. I am on fire. I feel like I can go run 15 million. Hey, I want my own show. Maybe y'all can sponsor Mama Yoga's wellness show.
Woo,
how about that?
Hey, whatever.
I'm just putting
like
it out there, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Why not?
Podcast is fun. Like,
podcast.
People come,
I love it.
Like, this is just fun. You sit there with a mic and you just talk.
Yeah. Because
it's conversations that you probably won't have on a regular basis or things that you might not say with other people inside of different forms. But here, you know.
It's personal, but to the world. You know what I'm saying? Like we can have a personal conversation at the house, but nobody will hear it.
That's right.
We
it's
have
just
the
us.
Same conversations that other people have.
That's
and
right.
They're having that conversation with us. So
that's real. That's real. I'm excited. I'm on fire about it.
One
tribe
question,
up for
though,
sure.
Health and wellness or tribe up? People might not know what tribe up is.
Health and wellness. Y'all know your audience.
Health
better,
and
so.
Wellness slash tribe up. Up, cuz.
Damn.
Normally, I be dropping all kind of profanity bombs.
Ooh, my
Angie,
Lord.
But
I've heard your
her.
Show.
She's older than me. Yeah. She's my aunt.
Thank you for the deference. Appreciate
Absolutely.
That. But I was letting a few.
And I appreciated it.
As promised, we got that Bout Slim about to drop. Let us know if it's dope or nope.
Bout Slim, dope or nope. What you think?
Until then, this is episode 33. We are the Podcast Brothers. Thanks for coming through, Mama Yoga, a.k.a. Samu. Thanks for
AKA
coming through.
A.k.a. Angie.
A.k.a. Angie.
A.k.a. MamaYogasWellness.com.
Facts. There all that's going to be in the description. We got just text me that information. I'm going to put it all in the description.
Okay.
Any
Shout
questions you got
to,
for Mama Yoga, just hit her on her links when you see them in the description.
Word Shout up. Out to Don P coming through with his son, little AJ. Smiling.
Shout out to the Black Market. You know, Donovan McLeese, DONOVANMCCLEESE on Instagram and on Snapchat, and we lit.
Anybody else I want to give a shout out?
I want to give a shout out to my beautiful granddaughter, Nakia My Troop. Kiki Troop. She's rolling.
Kiki.
She rolling with Grandma.
Kiki.
She's fat.
Tell them to check out your YouTube channel. What you got going on? Talk to them.
Tell them, girl. Don't be shy. All
right. This is Kiki Troop on the mic. Y'all know. I have a YouTube channel. It's Kiki Troop. I have Snapchat, Kiki Troop. Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. And Sahara underscore Troop, Snapchat, Kiki underscore Troop, and y'all know what it is.
Thank you, thank you.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
She's a natural.
AJ wanted to get on the mic, too. I heard him.
She practiced.
Look at her. All right, y'all. This is episode 33. Peace out.
Peace.
Yeah. Hi. The brothers be rolling. The brothers be rolling by. Facing with them blunts in they face.
And facing.
And watch them niggas
watch
pace. And they waving like, what's the haps? Jam pony regulating to the latest rap. It's like it should. Everything's all good. I like that type of shit in my neighborhood. The brothers be rolling. The brothers be rolling. The brothers be rolling.
Oh, my.
The brothers be rolling. 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 One. Me and Low Dog strolling, ready to hit this shit. Cause we got to make this dough, and ready to make a lick. You popping all that shit, and heavy with my sticking on my tropical style. On the MIC, I make the HIT, only SCT. I don't SEOP, I GO and flow like the average nigga. You know I'm like the WHO. A nigga be telling you so. Like the MAD, the MA. One that came win. I be EJN, I won't be SEOPN. Bobo on the block, feeding them triggers on the Glock. Nigga, I get plenty attention if I'm clearing blocks. Kickity cooling, mic ruling, easy doing. Easy does it while it's grooving. Make it the greatest while it's grooving, while it's rolling. I got you 64 strolling on the baddest track. Look at these smacks, boy, I'm holding. The brothers be rolling. The brothers be rolling. The brothers be rolling by. The brothers be rolling. The brothers be rolling. The brothers be rolling by. The brothers be rolling, the brothers be rolling, the brothers be rolling by. The brothers be rolling, the brothers be rolling, the brothers be rolling by.
I slam on the track, baby, baby. I slam on the track, oh. I slam on the track, baby, baby. By slam on that track, oh, oh. By slam on that track, baby, baby. By slam on that track, baby, baby. By slam on the track, baby, baby. By slam on the track, baby, baby. Yeah, Saint B, baby, baby. By slam,
recognize, players, baby, recognize, players, baby. Brothers be rolling, the brothers be rolling,
the brothers be rolling by.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
it's a wrap.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Want entertainment designed just for you? Then check out customizable streaming TV from Xfinity. It makes your life simple, easy, awesome.
Xfinity gives you customizable streaming TV options. Enjoy the most free shows anywhere on any device, and even access your streaming apps right on your TV with X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.